Reading passage. In 1993, Jordan set aside 100-odd square miles of rugged canyon country as a national park. The park not only contains the ancient city of Petra, with its priceless monuments, but also, all through the park, are steep-walled canyons crisscrossed with old caravan roads that once moved exotic Eastern goods to the Egyptian, Greek, and Roman empires. Petra was chosen as the capital of the Nabataeans because it was located in a valley protected by rugged sandstone mountains. There are many ways to get into Petra, but none of them are easy, and if the valleys are sealed, it is almost impossible for anyone to enter. Knowledge of Petra was lost to the Western world for over 500 years, until John Lewis Burckhardt tricked his Bedouin guides into leading him there in 1812. The main entrance to Petra is called the Sikh. Some of its sides are as high as 200 meters, 650 feet. This gorge and the temple at the end of it, the Khazneh, were popularized in American culture in the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Of the 800 carved tombs in Petra, the Khazneh is the most famous. Its name means treasure and comes from the Bedouin belief that the Pharaoh chasing the Israelites out of Egypt hid his treasures in the urn at the top of the Khazneh. The tomb facades were built from the top down. Scaffolding was built, and then grooves were carved into the rock. Into these grooves were inserted pieces of wood, which, when made wet, expanded and cracked the rock. As many as 30,000 people may have lived in Petra during the 1st century A.D. Thus, it is a misconception that Petra was a city only for the dead. In 363 AD, a large earthquake destroyed at least half of the city. Petra never recovered from this destruction. The monastery is the largest tomb facade in Petra, measuring 50 meters wide and 45 meters high. Despite its name, it was built as a tomb monument and may have acquired its name from the crosses inscribed inside. Like the Khazneh, the structure consists of two stories topped by a magnificent urn. However, the architectural detail found in the Khazneh is not evident in this building. Scholars debate who the designers and builders of the tombs of Petra were. They were probably the product of workers and artisans brought in from Alexandria and Rome. The monuments are Nabataean in style, but they incorporate classical Egyptian and Mesopotamian elements.